主出圣名，在这里跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
Lord Jesus Christ, to share the truth.
今天下午呢，我们利用这个时间呢，来查考基督复活是我们得救的确据。
And for mutual encouragement this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic of how the resurrection of Christ is a proof of salvation.
那这是要继续我们早上所查考的哥林多前书第十五章，也是我们现在教会的读经进度，在查考的第十五章。
And this is a continuation of our study from this morning of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which happens to be our Bible reading for this week.
那我们 for today.
Or for today.
那我们现在要再用这个讲台呢，就是希望说我们在读经当中呢，如果弟兄姐妹有问题的呢，可以提出来，马上问。
And I'm speaking down here off the pulpit. Reason being is I like to make sure you guys have the opportunity to raise any questions during our study.
那么我们现在请翻开哥林多前书第十五章。
So let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
圣经里面有几一些应该是一些章了哈，一些特殊的章篇呢，是我们很熟悉，我们大概要知道的。
And there are certain passages or segments of the Bible that we should all be very familiar with.
所以，比如说，我们都知道那个诗篇二十三篇啊，这一篇呢，称为安慰的诗篇。
For example, we are all very familiar with the very comforting Psalm, Psalm 23.
神是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
That the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Though I,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我刚刚 very old.
And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
所以圣经这个，你想到这一篇，大家都很熟悉的。
So with this, in this psalm, we are all very
很多人在这个。在病痛、在困难当中啊，读到这篇诗篇呢，得到很大的安慰。
Many who have gone through life's darkest moments always refer back to this psalm for comfort.
那圣经里面有一篇爱的诗篇啊，就是哥林多前书第十三章。
There is also a passage in the Bible about love, recorded in 1 Corinthians.
那讲爱是什么？爱是什么
？And it discusses what love is.
讲到那个人要怎么样从小孩子变成大人。
How we can grow from a mere infant to an adult.
所以那个讲到爱，哥林多前书十三章一定不会忘记。
So whenever we talk about love, we always think back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在圣经里面有一篇圣经呢，专门讲信心的篇章，希伯来书第十一章。
And there's also a passage in the Bible that discusses purely about faith.
开宗明义第一节就定义什么叫信心。
And the first verse in Hebrews chapter 11 discusses or explains what is faith.
信心就是你还没看到，但是你用你的信心就已经好像看到一个实际的东西在你面前。
Faith is something that cannot be seen, but you know it exists.
好像你还是很远的事，但是你已经好像手上握了一个证据一样。
Even though something is far off into the future, you have this
substance
that you grasp onto.
所以这个就讲到信心呢，希伯来书第十一章绝对不会忘记的。
So when we talk about faith, you always think back to Hebrews chapter 11.
那讲到从死里复活这一篇叫做复活的篇章，哥林多前书第十五章啊，绝对不能够忽略。
So when we talk about the resurrection, we always think back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这一章圣经呢，把耶稣基督复活他的道理以及他对我们的意义讲述的非常清楚。
So all the explanations and the truth behind Christ's resurrection is all recorded in this chapter.
耶稣基督的复活就成为我们今天信耶稣得救的证据。
Because Christ rose from the dead, this is the foundation of our faith today.
也是我们今天之所以会能够信耶稣，我们有盼望的原因。
And this is the sole reason why we have hope in Christ and everlasting life.
所以在这一章里面呢，他把耶稣的复活从 从这个现象这个事实要讲到我们有这个盼望之后，我们要很积极的去服侍神，做神的工作。
So this chapter discusses the fact that Christ did rise from the dead, the meaning behind it, and how we should live a life that brings about this meaning.
我们现在看第十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12.
十五章十二节。
15 verse 12.
既然传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有使人复活的事呢？
Now, if Christ preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
十三节说，若没有使人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
这里是这个保罗哈用因果论呢，用因果去推论，如果没有使人复活的事，那么我们今天所信的就白信了。因果就是原因跟结果。
Oh, and so Paul uses the method of cause and effect in order to explain the meaning behind.
我们现在所信的东西是有证据的。
Everything we believe today, all has should have proof.
我们今天相信耶稣就是我们的救主。
We believe that Christ is our Savior.
耶稣跟一般的人不一样。
Jesus is not like your average man.
他事实上曾经在这个历史上活过，没有错。
Yes, he did dwell amongst men on earth.
但是他不是跟我们一样的，就是这样一个人死就死了。
It is not like any normal man where once he dies, he remains dead.
他为我们的罪死了之后，他复活。
But Jesus is different because he, for the sake of our own sins, he rose from the dead.
那所以耶稣复活这件事情是很重要的。
So Christ's resurrection is very, very important.
那就这个十五章的第十二节这里说，因为之前他也讲这个福音呢、啊，这个福音就是耶稣从死里复活嘛。
So Paul discusses the gospel. The gospel is the truth behind Christ's resurrection.
那当时候他们都已经信了，他们听到这个信息也信了，那也有很多人都站立得住。
And many people at the time.Who heard this message? They all believed.
可是现在第十二节说，有人在就是在教会当中有人说没有使人复活这件事啊。
But there were a select few amongst the church that brought about doubt.
因为那时候在教会当中有一个异端呢，就是不相信使人复活。
Because there were heresies being transmitted throughout this time. Saying that there is no such thing as resurrection from the dead.
也就是说，这个使人复活这件事情一定是要可能。那这样子，我们所信的耶稣说从死里复活才是可能吗？
So is it to say that,
就是使人复活这件事情一定是存在的。
So this is to say that resurrection from the dead is in fact true.
然后。所以呢，有这个事实，所以耶稣现在他从死里复活了。
Because this did in fact happen, Jesus Christ proved it.
也就是死人是可以活过来的啦，意思是这样子。
So the essentially the dead can rise from.
所以那如果是没有死人复活这件事情，那基督也就没有复活嘛，这很简单啊。
So if there is no such thing as resurrection of the dead.Then of course there's no such thing.
啊，如果基督没有复活，那我们就白信了啦。
So if Christ did not rise from the dead, then all our faith and hope and beliefs are in vain.
那你们白信了，那就是传福音的人就传错了嘛。
So if you are believing in vain, then all those that have preached to you have obviously preached the wrong message.
所以十五节说，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。
So verse 15 says, yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ whom he did not raise up.
若使人真不复活，那神也就没有叫基督复活。
If Christ did not raise up whom he If Christ whom did not rise up, in fact, the dead did not rise at all.
因为十六节说，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活。
Verse 16, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen.
好，那基督若没有复活，那说你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
And verse 17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
那这样子，在基督里睡的人也灭亡了。
18, then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
也就是说，在耶稣基督里信耶稣的人死了以后，也就死掉了，也灭亡了。那跟没有信也是一样啊。
Basically, those who have all believed in Christ and they are dead, then they all are full of are very pitiable.
第十八节里面，他这里讲，在基督里睡的人就是在基督里死的，所以在圣经里面。通常用死亡这个字都用有时候是用睡的来在代替的。
So verse 18, it uses the words fallen asleep, which also just another way of saying that they have died.
睡了就会醒嘛。
So if you have fallen asleep, that is to say you shall wake
again. 死了就不会醒嘛，就是这样子。
But if you have died, then you shall not.
那所以在基督里睡的人，就是他还会醒过来，就是会复活。
So using the term fallen asleep just simply means that they shall once.They shall again rise up.
所以现在他这里一直要证明说有死人复活这件事。
So here is to explain and to prove that there is such a thing of resurrection of the dead.
第十九节说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，那就比众人更可怜了。
Verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of men the most pitiable.
那这个就是今天信耶稣基督徒哦，做主耶稣的门徒哦。如果我们对复活没有把握，那我们今天说实在的，他说信的比没有信的还惨。
So if we don't have this type of hope and we don't cherish this hope, then we are in fact more pitiable than all men.
当然这是反正法哈，就从反面去来讲说我们信的是正确的了。
This is just another way of saying that all that we believe is in fact true.
为什么说信耶稣如果只在今生有指望就很可怜
？So why is it?Why do they say that if we only have this hope in Christ, then we of all men are more pitiable?
因为信耶稣之后啊，我们照圣经所说的，我们会遇到困难，会遇到患难。
Because as the Bible records, those who believe in Christ shall also experience tribulation.
没有错，信耶稣之后，我们通常在传福音的时候，我们都跟人家说，来信耶稣，信耶稣很不错啊，会有平安，有恩典，有很多好处了。
Of course, when we are being preached to, we are always told the good news and the benefits of believing in Christ.
大家想说我这有困难，我来信耶稣，困难就解决，那我为什么不要
？Of course, if you tell me that if I have any worries or struggles, just believe in Christ and all your worries shall be solved. Why not?
但是没有错，困难是解决，但是接下来我会碰到很多的麻烦，也很多的患难等在你面前呢。
It is certainly true that all your worries and troubles shall be resolved, but you shall also be faced with trials and tribulations.
本来他说圣经说进神的国以前一定会碰到很多困难，看使徒行传第十四章。
The book of Acts, it records that prior to entering the kingdom of heaven, you shall all experience tribulation.
使徒行传十四章二十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
十四章二十二节
14:22
他说坚固门徒的心劝他们恒守所信的道又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难
Strengthening the souls of the disciples exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God
这个就是好像没有经过这个过程是进不了神的国
That is to say if we do notGo through these tribulations, then we are unable to enter the kingdom of God.
但是在困难当中又要恒心，要守得住，不能够放弃。
But we must stay steadfast and strengthen ourselves.
因此，所以才会说，如果信耶稣只是为了今生有好处哦，那就真的比没有信还惨。
So of course, if we were to say that believing in Christ, all you shall receive are good tidings and benefits, then there is no meaning behind this. We are worse off than.Average men.
这是为什么我们今天信耶稣，我们在讲这个福音的时候，我们都一直强调那个将来得救的盼望。
So why is it that when we preach the gospel, we always stress on this hope that we have of our future or our everlasting life?
主耶稣自己说，他说你们在世上遇到很多苦难。
Jesus, when he was on earth, said that we will all experience trials and tribulations.
但是你不要担心啊，你放心了哈，因为我已经胜了世界，你们在我里面有平安。
But have faith and fear not. I have overcome all these things.
哎，那在约翰福音第十六章三十一节里面讲，他说：“你们放心好了。”
So that's recorded in John, saying that you shall be at peace.
所以我们会 我们在基督里面有平安，就是在患难当中啊，我们有一个盼望。
So even though we will undergo these trials and tribulations in Christ, we have this hope.
所以这个福音本身都一直在强调那个看不见的那个神的国度。
So the gospel is centered around what is unseen.
那这个国度要领受，一定会跟着先要有一个身体复活这个动作才可以的。
And what is unseen is this heavenly kingdom, and in order to enter this heavenly kingdom, our bodies, our lives shall undergo this path.
从刚才十五章的第十二节到第十九节这一段，这个保罗他就一直在证明说有死人复活这件事实。
So in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul used verses 12 through 19 to prove that there is such a thing as the resurrection of the dead.
好，现在从我们现在看回来，更多前书十五章二十节，他现在要讲耶稣基督是从死里复活出熟的果子，他是第一个真正从死里复活的。
Now let's turn to chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
21节说死既因一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。
Verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
22节在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
这里用亚当跟基督做一个比较。
So here it compares Adam to Christ.
那这个死从一人而来，就是指的是从亚当。
And death came from one man only, which is originated from Adam.
就是为什么我们今天会死啊？其实要一个最原始的问题，就是我们今天为什么会死
？So there is a key question here. Why do we have death today?
我们学生从小到大都有一个阶段，他会想到一个问题，就是我为什么会生？我为什么生下来？今天我怎么在这里啊？
So as our some of us who have children, as they grow, they will begin to ask and ponder over how they ever enter this world.
其实这个好像不需要受教育哦。每个人哦，你如果仔细想一想啊，有时候你想想，今天怎么我是谁？我为什么现在活在这里啊？
You don't need much education to answer this question of why we exist today. Who am I?
那当我们经过教育之后，我们越来 会一定会，这个我们的社会告诉我们说，你要去想想你为什么存在，你存在有什么意义。
But as we go through the years of education, we are forced to ponder over this question of who am I and why are we here.
那有人想不懂，他只是那我干脆死了算了。
Some people can never answer this question. So they much rather die.
有人想说我现在活着，但是几年之后我会死，最后我也是死掉了。
Some people think I'm here temporarily, but one day I shall go anyways.
你看我们有些人，我们如果仔细想想，今天你不管再怎么好，有一天我们都离开了。
Think about yourself and your family and all those around you. No matter how good a life you live here today, one day we shall all pass.
这个会堂已经几年了，1965到现在。哦，应该我们外面有一个 sign， 好像是1965、1967还是1965了。
This chapel is about 4 or 5 decades old.
很多人在这边坐过，很多人也走了。
Many have sat in the very same pews you are sitting in today, and many have also left.
这个会场如果再经过几十年，我们很多在座的也走了。
I'm sure a few decades from today, some of us may also one day pass.
所以圣经说，我们每一个人其实都是过客了。我们都是 sojourner.
That's why Christ always describes us as sojourners of faith.
为什么我们今天我们为什么会死亡
？So the question, why do we need to die?
为什么我们今天生下来之后，这个几岁之后，然后就会开始老，老了之后开始什么东西都不行了
？Why is it that we are born into this world and then we age, and once we age, we are less and less able to take care of ourselves.
这个死亡是从罪来的。
That is because we all shall die, and this death came from sin.
在圣经里面，在创世纪第二章这样说。我们看创世纪二章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。第十六节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
这是在讲 神创造人，亚当是神所造的第一个人。
So here, this chapter describes how God created the heavens and the earth and created man in Adam.
神把这个亚当放在伊甸园里面。
And he places man Adam in the Garden of Eden.
然后十六节跟他说啊。
In verse 16, the Lord commanded.
园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat.
十七节说，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
对，那个时候亚当他才被神造出来，他其实自己上也不知道什么叫做你吃的日子必定死，请问什么是死？
So this man Adam was just created by God. He did not have much understanding of what it means to die.
这个死对他来说是全然新的，没有过的经验。
This concept of death is something that he has never heard of nor experienced before.
但是神就跟他讲了这一句话，他说：“你这个分别善恶树上的果子，你不要吃，吃的日必定死。”
But God did command him not to eat of this tree, and if he does, he shall surely die.
他如果不要去吃，他就不会有这个死这个经验了。
As so long as you do not eat of this tree, the fruit of this tree, you will not die.
但是很可惜的，亚当去吃了。
But it's very unfortunate that he gave in and ate of the fruit.
亚当吃了，死就临到这个世界。
As soon as he took a bite of that fruit, death entered into this world.
后来他才吃了之后，他才知道什么叫死，他现在知道了。
And once he ate of the fruit,this concept of death entered his mind.
他第一个经验就是他吃了那个神说不可吃的之后，他就不敢见到神了。
As soon as he ate of this fruit, he knew what he has done, what he had done, which was wrong, and he felt unworthy of facing God.
他就躲起来，不敢见神的面了。
So he hid from God.
所以死第一个概念对他来说就是，他现在不敢再看到神。没有资格看到神。
So this initial concept of death was this fear and this unworthiness of revealing himself to God.
然后接下来神跟他讲了一句话。
Subsequently, God said one thing to him.
我们看第三章，创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第三章，我们现在读第十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
哦，从十七节开始，十七节。
Verse 17，
又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃的我所吩咐不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。”
Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake, in toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life."
神跟亚当说：“你。”听从妻子的话，也就是说，你听妻子的话，但是没有听我的话。
So God here chastised him, saying that he heeded the voice of his wife and not of him.
啊，你现在吃的，那我说不可吃的，就是叫做犯罪。
And I commanded you not to eat of this fruit, and because you disobeyed me, you have committed sin.
那这个罪，他说现在地为你的缘故受咒诅，现在你要跟地奋斗，才会地里才长出。吃的给你吃。
And because you have committed this sin, cursed is a ground that you live on, that you must toil and eat of it.
跳过去看第十九节。
Now let's jump to verse 19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，能要归于尘土。
In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
所以接下来这个死亡就是他的肉体要归于尘土，他因为他本来就是从尘土来。
So the final this to complete this concept of death, that is that you shall return to dust, return back to the earth from which you came from.
所以这个死亡就是人不再没有资格再看到神，然后人肉体会归于尘土。
So two concepts of death. One is you are no longer worthy of revealing yourself before God.And the second is you shall return into dust back to the earth.
这个叫做死亡的来源呢。
So this is the origin of death.
然后，所以那个哥林多前书五章的第二十节说，死从一人而来。
So back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, death came from man.
然后在亚当里，众人都死了。
And from Adam, all have died.
因为后来我们现在每一个人都是亚当的后裔的。
Because we are all considered descendants of Adam.
神让亚当有一个特殊的技能，就是可以繁衍后代。神也祝福他，要他繁衍后代。
But there was one blessing that God gave to Adam, and that is to have many descendants.
所以现在从一开始源头就已经离开神的面，所以接下来亚当所生的每一个人都跟神没有关系了。
Because Adam himself, our forefather Adam, has committed this sin, all his descendants have this original sin.
现在亚当会归于尘土，现在亚当从亚当所出的每一个人也都归于尘土。
Because our forefather Adam, has died and returns back to dust, all his descendants also, receive the same fate.
这是为什么我们今天每一个人都会死。
So this is why today we all shall die.
好，那现在哥林多前书这里讲到这个死亡之后，他现在做一个比较，就是耶稣基督来做比较了。
So next in chapter 15, there is a comparison of Adam to Christ.
他说现在死人复活从一人而来，就从耶稣基督来的。死人复活从一人而来，就是从主耶稣基督。
So there is a resurrection of the dead, and it exists because Christ resurrected from the dead.
因为耶稣是罪的之人。出熟的果子，这是他第一个复活，他做一个榜样，以后人都跟他一样。
He is the first person to ever overcome death and rise from the dead, so he sets this precedent for all those thereafter.
所以第二十二节说，在基督里面，众人也都要复活。
So it records that Christ, in Christ, all those shall also rise.
主耶稣基督复活，在这个福音书里面写得很清楚，从马太福音、马可福音，每一个福音书都讲耶稣复活。
And in the Gospels, it all talks about Christ's resurrection.
所以现在在基督里面，我们都有一个像耶稣一样从死里复活的盼望了。
So because of Christ, we now have this hope of resurrection.
好，那我们现在看第二十三节。
So let's look at chapter 15, verse 23.
那现在有一个次序，到底要怎样复活？谁先，谁后呢？
So there should be an order of events which shall come first.
23节说，个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each one is in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming.
所以现在耶稣先复活，从死里复活升天以后，现在在耶稣基督里面的现在有一个次序来，每一个人按照神所定的次序一个一个来。
So now we shall all follow this order that Christ was the first fruit, the first person to resurrect from the dead, and then we shall all follow him.
这是在基督耶稣里面的盼望。
This is the hope we have in Christ.
好，那现在他说他来的时候属基督的人就复活嘛。
So and then next it records all those of Christ shall also resurrect from the dead.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
再后来，末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政掌权的、有能力的都毁坏了，就把国交给父神。
Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, whom he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
然后二十五节，基督必要作王，等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Verse 25, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
然后26节，近末了，所爱毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Verse 26, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
这里在讲这个世界末了的时候，一切他说一切有权柄的、作王的，全部都要被毁坏了。
This discusses all that is to happen in the end days, the last day, that all with status and authority and power shall all pass.
因为那时候基督要作王
，because Christ will come back into this world and serve
as our king. 他要执行审判。
He shall cast judgment on all men.
也就是说，最后他要定夺谁是可以得救，谁是不可以得救的。
He will judge all those on earth of who will receive life and who shall receive death.
然后最到当然，当他审判的时候，这些所谓执政掌权有能力的，在基督耶稣里面，你如果不是在主耶稣里面，都灭亡了。
And even those who are all in rule or authority and power.If they are not in Christ, then they shall be put to death.
然后最后他说，最后要毁灭的就是死亡。
And then ultimately,
最后要灭的仇敌就是死亡。
And ultimately, he is going to destroy the world, and there shall be everlasting death.
这是 last enemy, 最后的那个仇敌哈。
Sorry, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
哦，那所以最后耶稣他来的时候，他说。就不再有死亡，因为死亡已经被毁灭了，就是永生。
So when Christ comes for the second time, he shall destroy death. And with that said, life, everlasting life shall enter.
所以其实从圣经从二十七节开始，他就要开始讲这个耶稣来是要做王，他要审判世界，包括死亡，最后都会毁灭的那这个经节。
So in verse 27, discusses that all things shall be put under him and destroyed.
最后万物都要伏在耶稣脚前。
That all things shall be living under him and put under his rule.
所以到目前为止，他现在讲耶稣复活，所以呢，我们现在啊，可以看到耶稣的榜样，知道有一个盼望。
So this all proves that there is such a thing as everlasting life from resurrection because Christ himself set the example.
那如果还会复活，那现在就不用太绝望，就是面对死亡这件事情就不要太伤心了。
Therefore, that is, therefore, because of this fact, we shall not fear death.
那可是保罗那时候就觉得奇怪了，为什么在教会里面有人说没有死人复活这种事，怎么会有这种想法出现呢？
So Paul was very confused. Why was there this heretical concept of that there is no such thing as resurrection?
好，现在从看第十五章的第二十九节。
So let's turn to chapter 15, verse 29.
从二十九节到三十四节这一段呢。
Verse 29 to 34.
今天如果我们有一个复活的盼望之后，我们的人生观就会改变。
If we have this hope of everlasting life, then our mentality and our way of life will drastically change.
第二十九节我们看清楚。
Let's look at verse 29 clearly.
他说：“不然那些为死人受洗的，将来怎么样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？”
Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead do not rise at all?Why then are they baptized for the dead?
这句话要注意看了哈。
So let's pay attention to these words.
不是保罗相信说可以替死人受洗，就是说，所谓替死人受洗，不是把那个死人的尸体拿去洗礼啊，不是啊。
This is not to say that we can represent the dead and take dead bodies to baptism.
也就是当时候在社会上有一些人相信说。我现在死掉了祖先啊，他们都没有机会洗礼，那他们就不能得救，那他们都没有机会，那实在是太冤枉了，那怎么办呢？
Because there is, during this time, there was a problem of ancestors who did not receive the baptism, but they are no longer on earth. What shall we do with them?
那所以现在想说，哦，那我现在听到这个道理要受洗，好，那现在我来替我死掉的阿公，我 死掉的曾祖父来帮他洗，所以看要洗几次。我都可以啊，我都帮他们洗啊，我替他们去受洗啊。
So now that this gospel has been preached to me and I believe, why do I not pass this on to my grandfather or ancestors?
所以当时他们有这个做法，就是其实不是信耶稣，是一些异教徒，他们有这个 practice， 就是他们这样在实行替。代替死人洗礼这件事情。
So there was a small group of people who have been led astray who had this misconception and mispractice.
那保罗就是用这个观念去证明说，那表示说你其实即使这样做人也相信有死人复活，不然他为什么要替他们洗礼？洗礼是要做什么
？So the point is why Paul brought this up was to show that there are even people who believe that there is such a thing of resurrection of the dead.
也就是说，即使那些一些异教他们都相信死人复活，怎么今天在主耶稣基督里面人竟然不相信有死人复活的事呢？
If you have such heretical groups that believe in resurrection of the dead, then why you who believe in Christ deny that there's such a resurrection of the dead?
所以保罗他非常的坚持，他很相信将来他一定可以复活。
So Paul was very steadfast in his beliefs. He truly believed that one dayhe shall rise from the dead.
那就是因为有这个盼望啊，所以他这个保罗他这个生活就非常的积极啊，很勇敢。
Because he had this hope, he carried this hope, this carried on into all of his life.
你看第三十节。
So let's look at verse 30.
他说：“我们又因何时刻冒险呢
？”And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour?
三十一节。
31.
弟兄们，我在主耶稣基督里指着你们所夸的口，极力地说，我是天天冒死的。
I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, over Lord, I die daily.
32节，我若当日像寻常人在以无所同野兽战斗，那以我什么益处呢？若死人不复活，那我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天就要死了。
If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
保罗他冒那么大的险，受这么大的患难，其实目的就是为了要将来可以在复活上有份的。他相信他可以得救。
So Paul truly, truly believed that he shall receive this everlasting life and be saved, and thus, how he carried himself throughout his life.
那如果死人不复活，那我就干嘛这么辛苦？我就整天吃吃喝，快乐度日，死了就死了嘛，就这样子啊。
And it's quite reasonable if there is no such thing as everlasting life or resurrection of the dead, why should I even bother and put forth so much effort?
好，现在看第33节。
Now let's look at verse 33.
这一句话说，你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行的。
Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
这里怎么会突然讲到这一句话，是滥交是败坏善行？
So why would he say such a thing, how evil company corrupts good habits?
那也就是说，当时候有一些人在传说没有死人复活这件事情呢。
This is to say that there were a few amongst their group, amongst their population that, that denied the resurrection.
所以保罗说你们要小心，你不要去跟这样的人去交往，最后你会失落你的自己的信心呢。
So Paul brought up this point, to point out that, you know, if you yoke yourself amongst these type of people, then you shall be led astray.
34节，你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。我说这话是要叫你们羞愧啊。
In verse 34, awake to righteousness and do not sin.For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
所以这是这个传道者的提醒，他说你们一定要小心，不要去跟这些朋友相处之后，你就会受影响，最后你可能会失落真正这个复活的盼望。
So this is the preacher and Paul speaking, saying that if you let yourself be in the company of these evil people, then all yourgood habits and your good knowledge will be corrupted.
重要的是要行善，要做那个神喜欢的事。
You must live a life of righteousness and do good only.
好，所以到这里为止，他就证明死人复活，这个是主耶稣基督已经出世的果子，给我们一个证据的，一定要抓紧，不要失落了，不要被人家骗了。
Up to this point, Paul has proven that there is such a thing as resurrection of the dead, and that Christ was the first person to prove it.You must grasp this concept and never lose sight of it.
从35节一直到54节呢，这一段呢，他在讲这个复活。那请问复活是变什么样的形体？
So in verses 35 through 54, it discusses
复活之后你是什么样的 form?
Oh, and how once you have resurrected from the dead, how your body will take such form.
我们现在死掉年纪不一样，有人90岁才死，有人可能30岁就死掉了。
Some amongst us may pass on at a very early age and some at a very later age.
那如果90岁死掉的人，那他复活的时候他是像90岁的样子呢，还是像他18岁的样子呢，还是像那些婴孩的样子呢？
So the question is, if you're 90 and you pass away, shall you take form of when you were 18 or infant, or will you look like you're 90?
有人觉得我十八岁长得比较漂亮，有的是我四十岁长得比较漂亮。到底你复活的时候，你要哪一个年纪的样子啊
？Do we have a choice of what age we want to be when we resurrect from the dead？
那所以这件事情，现在保罗就要回答这个疑问了。
So Paul here answers this question。
好，第35节
，verse 35。
若有人问死人怎样复活，带什么身体来呢
？But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come？
这个问题保罗也很有趣的，他说无知的人啊，你所种的你不死就不能生了。
So Paul found great interest in this, and he goes, foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies.
37节说你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，就像麦子或是别样的谷类一样。
Verse 37, and what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall beBut mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain.
所以就这个问题，这个形体的问题，保罗他用植物种子跟他的植物的形体来做比喻。
So to answer this question of what our bodies shall become, he uses this parable of of the grain and what you sow to answer it.
你看我们今天说 种那个 tomato 做番茄好了，种番茄了。
For example, if you grow your own tomatoes.
那番茄你是把那个番茄那个籽啊，不小心就掉在土里面啊，那是一颗籽啊。
And if you happen to let one seed fall into the dirt, it's just one seed of this tomato.
如果一个人从来没有看过什么 tomato 是长什么样子的。
If there's one person that has never seen a tomato before.
那你现在看到这一颗种子，你可以想象说，诶，它这个以后长起来就是像这样子吗？
So if you've never seen a tomato before, once you see this seed, are you to say that it shall create more seeds?
就好像今天如果我给弟兄姐妹一颗种子是从非洲带回来的，如果可以的话了，因为现在是不可以的。
For example, if I'm able to bring some sort of seed from Africa back to the States.
那我给你这个种子，我如果不要告诉你说这个是树，还是像菜，还是像布许。你基本上看那个种子，你绝对猜不出来，这到底将来是什么样子。
If you have never seen the adult version of the seed, then you shall not know if this is a fruit or a plant or a tree.
所以你只能够去想象，哦，它这个将来以后可能会一个大树，或是可能是一个花。
All you can do is use your imagination that one day this seed shall transform into a large tree or a beautiful flower.
啊，你怎么知道会变成什么样子？就是你把它种下去。
And how are you going to find out what this seed will become?
它死了之后，它死了之后发芽长起来，哦，你就知道哦，它是什么样子。
You'll plant it, and then after it grows, you'll see what it shall become.
这个就是保罗他用来解释我们今天死复活之后我们的形体是什么样的说明。
So Paul used this example to explain how we will be once we are risen.
从38节开始，他就在讲说，其实他说神随自己的意思给他一个形体。就是每一只作物每一个生命都有一个形体。
Verse 38, but God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body.
每一个形体都不一样，他说像人一样，动物又一样，鸟鱼都一样，就是不同的 形体嘛。
And how,
不同的生命。
How that flesh is not the same, that all flesh is not the same flesh, that flesh of men, flesh of birds, or that of fish are all different.
那四十节是说有天上的形体，那也有一个地上的形体。
In verse 40, he also explains that there are celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies.
啊，那个这个形体本身，他就说有荣耀，那个荣耀也不一样。
And that the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
四十二节。
In verse 42,
他说使人复活也是这样。
He then explains that resurrection of the dead is the same.
所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
The body is sown in corruption; it is raised in incorruption.
所以现在有关于死人复活这件事情，我们到底用什么？我们复活的时候变什么样的形体？这一件从第42节开始才是重点。
So the key point in this question of what our bodies shall become after resurrection begins in verse 42.
现在重点就不是说你是什么样子了。
So the important point is no longer what sort of body you will have.
而是他说我们所种的就是我们这个肉体是会朽坏的。
Rather, what we sow will be corrupted.
但是我们复活的时候是不朽坏的。
But once it has been risen, it will be incorrupted.
不朽坏的就是永远的哦。
Incorruption, in other words, means everlasting.
就是超越这个时空的。
It has transcended time and space.
也不是像我们现在这个有这个肉体的。
There is no concept of this flesh.
好，第四十三节。
Verse 43.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
It is sown in dishonor; it is raised in glory.
所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
It is sown in weakness; it is raised in power.
所以我们现在得到一个结论。
So now we have this
从死里
conclusion.
从死里复活起来的形体。
Once a body has been resurrected from the dead,
是不朽坏的,
it is incorrupted,
是荣耀的,
it is raising glory,
是强壮的,
and it is all powerful,
然后是属灵的,
and it is raised in the spirit.
看44节,
in verse 44,
所种的是血气的身体, 复活的是灵性的身体,
it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
现在跳过去看第45节。
Now let's jump to 45.
经上这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a living, life-giving spirit.
这个所谓末后的亚当是指着耶稣基督。
So this last Adam is a prefiguration of Christ.
耶稣基督是从死里复活出熟的果子，从死里复活第一个种，第一个果子。
So Christ is this first fruit of the resurrection.
那现在幕后的亚当，耶稣基督他复活之后成了叫人活的灵呢？
So it says here that the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
然后所以你看耶稣基督复活的时候，这个有一个属灵的身，灵性的身体。
So with Christ rising from the dead, he took on this spiritual body.
今天耶稣复活之后，他对门徒的显现呢？
And after Christ rose from the dead, he appeared before his disciples.
我们如果读福音书的时候，就会发现有一个事实。
If you study the Gospels, you shall have this, you shall learn this fact.
耶稣基督复活之后超越时空，已经超越时空了。
Christ's resurrection from the dead already transcends time and space.
他不会被这个物质阻隔。
He is not limited by anything structural or anything with time or space.
门关着，他还是可以出去。
If the door is shut, he is still able to exit.
然后他可以突然出现，也就可以突然消失。
He can appear and disappear.
然后他可以说来摸摸看，你可以摸得到的，不是说是空的。
He can tell you to touch me and you shall feel him.
然后他说来也可以，你们东西吃来吃吃东西啊。
And if you wanted to have a meal with him, you can see him and dine with him.
所以他不是透明的。有人说耶稣复活之后看起来好像透明的。
So you can't say that Christ is someone transparent.
就好像是隐形的这样子。
As if it's some ghost.
其实我们现在所有的我们能够解释的，能够想象的，都没有办法去说明耶稣复活的身体到底真的是怎么一回事。
There is no language on earth that can articulate what exactly Christ looks like or feels like when he after his resurrection.
但是我们可以肯定的，这个叫做属灵的身体。
But one thing that we can hang on to is the fact that this body of Christ that has risen from the dead is a spiritual one.
我们现在来看第46节。
Let's look at verse 46.
属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual.
所以你看，我们现在有属血气的身体，我们将来也一定有属灵的身体。
So we look around us, we are all having our physical natural bodies, and one day we shall all have spiritual bodies.
亚当先出现，基督接跟着来。
The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit.
那第四十七节
，in verse 47,
头一个人是出于土啊，出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。
The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
所以第二个人指的是耶稣基督。
And this second man refers to Christ.
四十八节说，那属土的怎么样，凡属土的也就怎么样。
As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust.
属天的怎么样，还属天的也就怎么样。
And as is the heavenly man, so are also those who are heavenly.
所以你们，我们现在看，我们今天如果是属耶稣基督的。
So let's think about it. If we are all of Christ.
如果，所以主耶稣他怎么复活，我们就是怎么复活的。
How Christ resurrects from the dead is the same exact way we shall one day rise.
这是我们将来的盼望。
This is the hope that we all carry.
现在在地上，我们有一个属土的形状。这个形状有高有矮，有胖有瘦。
On this earth today, we all carry our own natural physical beings. Some short, some tall, some skinny, some fat.
但是将来有一个属天的形状。
But one day we shall all have this spiritual being.
那这个属天的形体就是要承受那个不能毁坏的神的国度。
And this spiritual being that we shall all one day become.Is something that is incorruptible, that is everlasting.
看五十节
，verse 50。
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受，不能朽坏的。
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
所以我们不是用这个血肉之体去进入神的国度，那是不可能的。
So there's no way on earth, there's no way that our physical natural bodies.Can enter the kingdom of God.
所以有的基督徒相信说，这个神的国度，这个将来这个所谓的千年王国在地上的。
So some believe that the kingdom of God will one day be in this world.
那是
on earth.
从圣经来说是不合圣经的了。
But according to the Bible, there is no such a thing.
因为血肉之体不能够承受神的国。
Because the physical being shall return to dust and cannot become heavenly.
第五十一节。 第51节
Verse 51
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉乃是都要改变
Behold, I tell you a mystery We shall not all sleep But we shall all be changed
那这个改变是一时是一刹那之间而已
And this change is something that happens in the nick of time Is a, something that happens、instantly
末次号筒吹响的时候使人就复活成不朽坏的我们也要改变第57节52节
In verse 42 In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye At the last trumpet For the trumpet will sound And the dead will be raised incorruptible And we shall be changed
然后53节说必朽坏的就要变成不朽坏的这个变成就是穿上的意思
in verse 53 For this corruptible must put on incorruption And this mortal must put on immortality
现在从53节54节一直在讲这个变成变成就是穿上
So all this, verse 52 and onward discusses this change that we shall have.
是。末次号筒吹响，最后的，最后主耶稣再来的时候，耶稣再来的时候吹那个末次号筒。
So the question is, when does this exactly happen? And the answer is that it happens after the trumpet sounds.
哦，这个所以千年王国这是另外一个问题哈、哦。对，那这个以后我们再谈。这个是那个 millennium， 这是末世号筒吹响，就是主耶稣再临的时候，最后那个审判的时候。
This change that we, this transformation that we are talking about is that.Mere moment when Christ enters into this world.
好，那他说在末日那个时候，他说我们都要改变啊。圣经在中文圣经特别有一个穿上的意思啊。
So in the Chinese version of the Bible, it uses the word to put on, and this is what happens. This change that we are to experience happens in the final day.
他说我们现在不朽坏的要穿上不朽坏的，必朽坏的要穿上不朽坏的了。
That the corruptible must put on incorruption.
那是指着我们现在还活着，当末世号筒吹响的时候，在末日，我们如果都还活着哈，我们就要看见这个耶稣再来这个景象。
So on the very last day, when Christ comes, returns to this world, as soon as the trumpet sounds, those who are still alive will witness this instant transformation.
那时候就是神的国度实现了。
And this is when the kingdom of God appears.
但是我们现在还活着，我们还没有死掉的人，我们现在都还有这个血肉之体啊。
So what happens to those who have not died? What if you are still alive during this time?
那怎么办
？What happens?
他说要把那个不朽坏的穿上。
So those that are corruptible, those that are still alive, shall put on incorruption.
所以我们圣经在帖撒罗尼迦前后书才会说，我们要改变，我们要被提到空中。变化成灵体，然后在空中与主耶稣基督相会。
So、that is why the Bible records that we shall all raise, those who are alive shall all raise into the air, and transform.
所以那个时候我们就要穿上这个不朽坏的这个不朽坏的属灵的身体了。
In other words, we shall put on this incorruption, this immortality, an immortal body.
然后第54节。
In verse 54.
在那个时候，他说经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
所以这个就是末日的时候，当我们都改变的时候，这个死亡就不再有了，因为我们就活着人就不再经过死亡，直接变化升天了。
This is the exact point of when death is destroyed forever.
然后接下来就是第55节开始的。
So the next portion begins in verse 55.
那这55节就是要靠主耶稣基督，现在我们有这个复活的盼望，我们有一个属灵的身体，之后我们要有一个很积极的作为。
And once we have this hope and everlasting life and understanding that our bodies will one day change into this incorruptible, immortal body.
也就是说，我们相信耶稣复活了。
Once we believe of the resurrection.
将来我们也要像他一样复活。
And one day we shall be like Christ and resurrect from the
dead. 其实耶稣再来的时候，我们都已经死掉了。
The fact is, though, once Christ comes, we are all considered dead.
我们要从死里改变复活。
We should all rise up from the dead.
我们要从死里复活。 那如果还没有死的，他说要穿上属灵的身体。
So those who are dead already, shall be risen from the dead and transformed into this immortal body. And likewise, those who are still alive will put on this immortal self.
那这个就是我们在基督耶稣里面的盼望，跟我们现在活着的一个动力了。
So this is the one of the main reasons why we believe in Christ and why we have hope in eternal life.
那这个叫做得胜。
This is receiving salvation.
Victory, 就是胜利了。
This is gaining victory.
看第五十五节。
Verse 55.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？
O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?
五十六节。
56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
在基督耶稣里面，我们已经得胜罪了。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以死就不再对我们有控制力。
Therefore, death no longer binds us.
因为我们要复活，死亡对我们来说就不是什么重点了。
Because one day we shall all rise from the dead, death no longer has a foothold on us.
那所以今天死亡是不可怕的。
So because of this hope that we have, we shall not fear death.
只要在基督耶稣里面，我们都可以得胜。
So long as you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall all be saved.
那我们在耶稣基督里面，其实我们已经可以得胜罪的权势了，就是我们已经主耶稣已经得胜，我们也可以跟着得胜。
But even though the second coming has not, or the last day has not arrived, because Christ Himself overcame death, we too in this world today shall be able to overcome death.
那这个罪就是会让人死。
And the sin that we carry brings us death.
那他说这个罪的权势就是律法，他讲什么？
And how the strength of sin is the law. What does this mean?
就是律法本身是要让我们知道罪。
Having the law is to show that we have sin.
有律法也才定义什么叫做罪。
Because of the law, it determines what is sin.
也就是说，现在你说这些事情不可以做，已经被定义说不可以做，你去做这个叫做犯法。
For example, if there's a law saying you shall not do such and such thing, once you commit that deed, then you have broken the law.
所以有律法才会带来罪，才有死亡。
Because there is the law, it brings about sin, and because of sin, it brings about death.
那律法谁定的？
So who established the law?
在伊甸园里面那一棵分别善恶树上的果实不可以吃，这句话谁讲的？
Who spoke in the Garden of Eden not to to Adam not to eat of this fruit of the knowledge of good and evil?
神自己说的。
God said it.
所以律法其实从神来的。
So this is to say that the law came from God.
神，所以律法为什么说律法是属灵的？
So why is it that why do we say that the law is spiritual?
律法是圣洁的。
It is pure.
因为神的目标，他为什么神说不要吃？
Because God has a purpose. He tells you not to eat of it.
因为神要人永远在跟神有关系的。
Because God wants this forever, everlasting relationship with man.
然后借这一条律法说不要吃，让人决定我要不要听神的话，还是像亚当最后他是听他太太的话。
So having this law, establishing this law, gives man a choice. Do I want to obey or do I want to disobey?
啊，为什么亚当会去听夏娃的话，去吃那个不可以吃的善恶果？
So why did Adam listen to Eve and break this law?
啊，因为夏娃就是被那个蛇骗了。
Because Eve was deceived by the serpent, which was Satan.
啊，所以最后你看夏神要审判的时候，那个夏娃就把那个责任推给那条蛇了，就推卸责任嘛，推给蛇引诱他的。
So in the time of judgment, Eve will naturally cast blame on this serpent.
但是最后你吃的人通通受诅。
Unfortunately, what has done has been done, and we shall all be judged.
所以亚当吃了，最后神也审判他嘛。
So because Adam also ate of this fruit, God shall also judge him.
所以律法本来就是要让我们决定，我们有一个做一个决定，说我愿意听从神的话。
So having the law gives us this baseline of how we want to obey God or not obey him.
啊，如果我选择我不要听
，If we choose to not obey him,
那最后会付一个代价。
Then it will have its own consequences.
那个代价就是就会变成犯罪。
And those consequences are committing sin and death.
犯罪的结果就是死亡。
The result of sin is death.
这个就是 最后他讲这句话就是这样讲的。
So this is the final portion of Paul's discussion.
那这个死，你要从亚当之后就一直控制整个人嘛，整个人类都在死亡里面的。
So unfortunately, because of this one deed, death has overcome this world.
所以本来
so we all live in death.
本来人在这个死亡的阴影下，没有一个人能够超越的。
So there is no way anyone on this in this world is able to overcome death.
所以我们说死亡就是最大的强盗，你不管你有多厉害，到最后在这个大强盗前，每个人都赤身肉体都空空的，一个都没有办法得到什么，每一个人都输了。
So in this world, everyone loses because it has been overcome by sin and death.
死亡临到，不管你有多少学问，全部没有。
Because death rules this world, no matter what status you have, no matter how much money you have, or nor education you have, it all is meaningless.
不管你有多出名，最后就是最后这一天之后就没有你的份了。
No matter how famous you are, you shall all you shall experience or come to this arrive at the same place.
所以这个死其实是没有人可以超越的。
So no one can overcome this death.
但是在耶稣基督里面
But in Christ,
现在就可以胜过死亡了。
We are all able to overcome it.
不但胜过，最后还可以向他夸上说：“你在哪里？你算什么？就是死亡，你算什么了？”
Oh, and it also gives us this ability to say what we shall one day become once we have overcome death.
所以最后，我们现在看第五十七节。
So lastly, let's look at verse 57.
在耶稣基督里面，他说：“感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。”
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在有一个这么重要的盼望，有一个这么重大的证据在握在我们手上。
So very well, we have this extremely precious hope that we all carry.
那我们要来做什么？
What do we do with it?
因为我们现在已经不怕死亡了。
Because now we no longer fear death.
虽然有一天我们也会断气，然后我们的肉体会归于尘土。
Even though one day our physical bodies will pass,
但是我们已经不再惧怕。
We are not in fear.
我们反而会很积极的去做接下去第五十八节所讲的话。
Rather, we are motivated to do what's recorded in verse 58.
结论五十八节。
The final conclusion in verse 58.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
就是我们今天有一个永生的盼望，有复活跟永生的盼望之后。
So today we have this hope of resurrection of the dead and everlasting life.
我们要在这个信仰的根基上稳固。
We shall remain steadfast on this foundation of faith.
他说不可以摇动啊。
You shall be immovable.
也就是说，我们随时都不可以对我们将来复活的这个盼望有任何的怀疑啊。
We shall never doubt this fact that we shall all rise up and have everlasting life.
当我们怀疑的时候，我们的信心就低落。我们这个时候，我们很多人生的目标哈，就搞错方向了。
The second you have this seed, let the seed of doubt enter your heart, then your entire life will be different.
如果我们的目标不是为了要得到这个将来复活，我可以进入神的国度里面去。
If your motivation of life, if you don't carry this hope of everlasting life,
那我们可能就会像前面刚才第三十三节说的，第三十二节说，就吃吃喝喝吧。就吃吃喝快乐享受日子啊，反正明天 不久就要死了。
If you do not carry any of this hope, then you can just go about your everyday life of eating and drinking because one day we shall all pass.
但是我们不一样，我们今天有这个盼望以后。
But we are different because once we have this hope,
我们要常常竭力多做主工。
We shall remain steadfast and bound ourselves in the work of the Lord.
我们会因着我们有这个很清楚的盼望，有一个证据，我们就会为主劳苦了。
We have this proof and this reason, and this motivation to work for the Lord and to toil for the Lord.
因为我们知道，我们为主所做的每一件事情都不会徒然的，每一件事情神都纪念的。
Because we know for a fact that all the labor that we have, in the Lord is not in vain.
那将来在神的国度里面，我们复活的形体里面就是荣耀的。
And therefore, what our bodies, our spiritual bodies in the heavenly kingdom, will be glorious.
是真的是有福气的。
Truly, we are blessed.
所以。今天如果我们有这个看着主耶稣基督复活这件事情，我们得到一个得救的确据以后，我们的生活一定会很积极，我们会很爱主，我们会真的很爱教会。
So once we read this passage and learn the teachings behind it and grasp onto it, our lives will transform completely and it will have meaning.
我们为求主是帮助我们，我们每个人都能够一起来为主劳苦，然后蒙主纪念。
So may God bless each and every one of us. Shall we toil in Him, though not in vain?